In today's podcast, I'll look at the two separate songs that we know under the name of The Broom of the Cowder Nose. I'll look at the songs and publishing history, show the difference between the songs, and sing samples of them, and end on a complete performance of one of the songs. Bonnie Mary to the U-Book's gone, to milk her daddy's yows. And aye she sang, and her sweet voice rang right over the tops of the nose, right over the tops of the nose. There was a troop of gentlemen came merrily riding by, and one of them is to the U-Book's gone to see Mary milk in her kye, see Mary milk in her kye. Milk on, my bonny, bonny lass, milk on, said he. Milk on, my bonny, bonny lass, and will you show me o'er the lee, and will you show me over the lee? He's taken her by the milk-white hand, and by the grass-green sleeve. He laid her down on the dewy, dewy grass, and he never asked her leave. He never asked her leave. That tune and words were collected in July 1908 by Gavin Gregg, from Alexander Robb of New Deer in Aberdeen. The two songs can be differentiated as the traditional ballad and the song of lost love. The history of the ballad and song using the broom of the cowder nose is quite complex. For the purpose of the podcast, I'll try to simplify the history. I'll look at the traditional ballad first. This ballad began life under a number of different names, usually linked to the area where it was collected. The most common overall title was the U-Butts, or sheep pens, but it varied depending on the local place name. The ballad tells of a young shepherdess who is seduced by a Scottish lord whilst tending her flock. He returns at some later date and takes her off to his estate with an intention to marry her. The early versions have no mention of cowder nose, and the tune is not the one usually linked to the song as we now sing it. This ballad was probably composed in the 1600s, and it's quite widespread in Scotland. The earliest known collected version of the U-Books was in the miscellaneous papers held by Thomas Percy, dating from around 1768. The first printing was in 1769, in Thomas Hurd's collection Ancient and Modern Scottish Songs. It has been collected by most of the early Scottish ballad collectors of the 18th and 19th century. A version was published in 1788 in James Johnson's Scots Musical Museum under the title of Bonnie May, which used a tune common to other ballads including May Colville. But when 20 weeks were past and gone, oh 20 weeks and three, the lassie began to grow pale and wan, and thinking long of the glancing eye. It fell out on another fair evening, the bonny lassie was milking her kye, and by there came a troop of gentlemen, and rode the bonny lassie by. Then one of them stopped and laid to beg, "Whose is that babe you are with?" The lassie began for to blush and think, "To a father as good as you." "Oh, hold your tongue, my bonny May, so loud I hear you lie. Oh, do you not remember the misty night I was in the buds with you?" Now he's come off his milk-white steed, and he has taken her home. Now let your father bring home the kye, he'll never more shall call them again. He was the lord of Auchentroon, with 50 ploughs and 3, and he has gotten the bonniest lass in all the South Country. The song is rarely heard outside of Scotland. It has travelled to the eastern parts of America, probably taken over by the Scottish immigrants, with versions collected in Maine and New Brunswick. I can find no trace of the U-Book ballad travelling into England prior to the folk revival of the 1950s. Another ballad with a similar plotline is The Knight and the Shepherd's Daughter, which has a variation known in Scotland as The Royal Forester. This ballad ends with the young woman complaining to the king about the knight's conduct and forces him to marry her. The other song we know as The Broom of Cowder Knowes is an early poem published in 1725 in Alan Ramsay's Tea Table Miscellany, which has the opening line, "How blithe each morn was I to see." There was no recorded tune. It was also printed in a 3-volume collection in 1725 with the title A Collection of Old Ballads. There was no named editor, but it's generally thought to have been edited by Ambrose Phillips. In volume 3 is The Broom of Cowder Knowes, which is the same poem that was printed in Ramsay's collection. That poem may have been in circulation for some years before publication. William Christie reports a poem dating back to 1716, which starts with, "Hard fate that I should banish be," which is the opening line for one of the verses of the poem. It's worth noting at this point that the Cowder Knowes farm and estate is just south of Earlston in Berwickshire, between Edinburgh and the borders of England. In 1728, the poem was printed as "Oh, the Broom" in The Merry Musician or A Cure for Spleen. It had acquired a tune. There was no chorus, but the opening verse was "Oh, the Broom, the Bonny Bonny Broom," which is now recognised as the song's burden or chorus. This song became very popular after it was printed in Johnson's Scots Musical Museum, Volume 1, in 1797. "How blithe each morn was I to see the swain come o'er the hill. He skipped the burn and he flew to me. I met him with good will. I neither wanted ewe or lamb, while his flock near me lay. He gathered in my sheep at night, and cheered me all the day. Oh, the broom, the bonny, bonny broom, the broom of the Cowder Knowes. I wish I were with my dear swain, with his pipe and my yows. While thus we spent our time by turns, betwixt our flock and play, I envied not the fairest dame, though ne'er so rich and gay. Oh, the broom, the bonny, bonny broom, the broom of the Cowder Knowes. I wish I were with my dear swain, with his pipe and my yows." A broadside printing ensured a wider distribution of the words. The words to this song have been reworked in places, but remain fairly consistent to the earlier versions. There were some other poems also sung to the tune of The Broom of the Cowder Knowes, but they've not lasted into the 20th century. William Chappell tells us that there was an early broadside printing held in the Samuel Pepys collection entitled The New Broom on the Hill, with a chorus, "The bonny broom, the well-favoured broom, the broom blooms fair on the hill. What ailed my love to lightly me, and I working her will." An early broadside was printed in 1632 under the title of The Bonny Northern Lassie, to be sung to a pleasant Scotch tune called The Broom of Cowder Knowes. It's a tale of a young shepherdess in Liddesdale in Yorkshire who was seduced by a shepherd and then he deserted her. He returns to marry her when he hears her fate. This ballad has a two-part chorus.
Oh, the broom, the bonny, bonny broom, the broom of the cowdenknowes. Fain would I be in my ain country, herding my father's yoke. Of all the maids that ever were deceived, her part would ease my woes. For once I was a bonny lass, when I milked my daddy's yoes.
This chorus was recorded as The Broom of the Cowdenknowes by the Watersons in 1963 for the New Voices LP on the Topic Record label. It became very popular and often sung in the English folk clubs. The Bonny Northern Lassie broadside was printed as an appendix in the English and Scottish popular ballads edited by Francis James Child. Another broadside printed from the mid-1600s under the title The Bonny Briar carried a similar storyline, but opens in London, with a maid reflecting on her seduction by a shepherd, similar to The Lovely Northern Lassie. This had a chorus which went like this.
Oh, the briar, the bonny, bonny briar, the briar that smells so sweet. Fain would I be in Lancashire, milking my mother's neat.
This shows that the Cowdenknowes tune and the chorus were linked as far back as the 1600s. The tune has a long and separate history. The earliest noting of the tune, which is generally considered to be an English composition, The Broom, the Broom, was published in John Playford's The Dancing Master. It became widely used throughout the 18th century, appearing in 8 ballad operas, including The Beggar's Opera of 1728. Johann Christian Bach used the tune as the basis of a musical score in 1784. The popularity of the tune eventually influenced the traditional ballad. The tune and the chorus began to be used in the U-book ballad. William Christie included The Maid of Cowdenknowes in his 1876 collection, Traditional Ballad Airs, which had a cut-down text of the U-book ballad, which was taken from Walter Scott's Minstrelsy of the Scottish Border. The tune is one that had been common in Buchan for over 100 years, and it's an early version of the Broom of the Cowdenknowes tune.
Oh, the broom, the bonny, bonny broom, the broom of the Cowdenknowes. And I so sweet as a lassie sang in the U-book milk in a yows, in the U-book milk in the yows. There was a troop of gentlemen come riding merrily by, and one of them has rode out of the way to the U-box, to the bonny may, to the U-box, to the bonny may. Ride out, you ramp rider, your steed's both stout and strong, but out of the butt I dare not come, for fear you'd do me wrong, wrong, for fear you would do me wrong. For I know you by your well-burst hat, and by your merry twinkling eye, that you're the laird of Oakland Hills, and ye may well seem for to be, as you may well seem for to be.
The U-book ballad has now become generally known as The Broom of Cowdenknowes, and often includes the chorus. Traditional singers of the 20th century used either of the early U-book words and tune or the Broom of Cowdenknowes tune with chorus for the traditional ballad. The version of the Broom of Cowdenknowes most likely to be heard in folk clubs and concerts in Britain and America is the How Blithe the Morn version, which I will sing to end this podcast.
How blithe each morn was I to see the swain come o'er the hill. He skipped the burn and he flew to me. I met him with goodwill. Oh, the broom, the bonny, bonny broom, the broom of the cowder nose. Fain would I be in my ain country, herding my father's yows. I neither wanted ewe or lamb, while his flock near me lay. He gathered in my sheep at night, and cheered me all the day. Oh, the broom, the bonny, bonny broom, the broom of the cowder nose. Fain would I be in my ain country, herding my father's yows. Hard fate that I should banished be, gone heavily and mourn, because I love the kindest swain that ever yet was born. Oh, the broom, the bonny, bonny broom, the broom of the cowder nose. Fain would I be in my ain country, herding my father's yows. Adieu to cowder nose, adieu. Farewell, O pleasures there. The gods restore me to my swain, is all I crave or care. Oh, the broom, the bonny, bonny broom, the broom of the cowder nose. Fain would I be in my ain country, herding my father's yows.